I forgot to ask you when we were talking about the districts. I was going to also ask you about the retention election issue that came up. The legislature passed the retention law, and I think it was even explicitly said to keep you in the court.
No, it wasn't. There were those on the floor of the General Assembly who said that.
I see. Okay. Okay.
I had, let me be clear, I had absolutely no contact with the General Assembly. I did not know that bill was coming. They didn't ask me about it. I didn't ask them about it. I heard about it same way you did.
I mean, was that another example of the way politics infects the court? Because that, again, that was a 3-3 decision after you recused yourself when it came before the Supreme Court.
Well, first, let me point out that the retention bill was supported by the Bar Association, by many of the organizations of lawyers. This was not something that was, sprung on people. These efforts to get that type of judicial selection had been going on for many cycles. Now, as far as when it came to us, the constitutional challenge was raised, of course, to the bill. It appeared to me that a fairly straightforward decision that a case involving my election this year was one I should not participate in, so I recused. I have not talked to any of my colleagues about it. They did vote 3-3. I have no idea who voted in each, who the three on each side were.
I see. Okay.
So again, let's not assume people were broke along political lines.